This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In a large open-ended barn at the UC Research and Extension Center about 8 miles east of Hopland, it's sheep shearing time. But the guys wielding the clippers here are rookies, students with little or no experience who've come to learn how it's done. Instructor Mike McWilliams, down from Myrtle Point, Oregon, to teach the only such class in California this year, says the key to the process is positioning.
You've got to have your feet in the right place and the sheep in the right place, and then the handpiece goes easy after you do that.
The next thing a shearer must learn is to keep the clippers close to the animal's hide as the wool is cut away.
It's easier for the sheep shearers to stay on the hide, because if you get off the hide, then that comb don't go into the wool very good. These guys will have a hard time doing that because they don't want to get close to the hide because they're afraid of cutting them. And guess what? When God invented sheep, he had sheep shearers in mind, because you can cut one pretty good, and very seldom do we have to sew one up.
One goal of the process is keeping the full fleece in one piece, which can weigh from 8 to as much as 25 pounds. The spring shearing is an annual event, but John Harper, the livestock advisor at the Hopland Center, says it always seems to be a new experience for the sheep.
They seem to have a short-term memory. They don't really recognize what's going on. But you'll see when they leave the shearing pen, they're lighter, they feel better. So oftentimes you'll see them jump out of the gate after they're done, just feeling great.
A skilled shearer, such as instructor McWilliams, can separate fleece from animal in as little as a minute, Harper says.
It's kind of like learning a dance. The sheep doesn't fight you if you do it correctly. They tend to fight you if you're doing it wrong.
That's the metaphor that worked for John Cooney of Muir Beach as he stepped away from his first shorn sheep.
I own a hair salon in San Francisco, and I've used the shears but never run a sheep before. It's kind of a dance, and I'm not a good dancer yet. You know, I'm still learning the moves. They're pretty docile when you got them in the right spot, and they'll let you know when you got them in the wrong spot.
It's a 5-day class, and the second series will be held next week. By Friday, even the first-timers will have shorn 40 sheep or more, picking up speed and confidence as they go. Frank Huff, down from Petrolia in Humboldt County for the class, had done a little shearing in his youth. He found the New Zealand style being taught here a little different.
You start with the belly, work down to the udders and around the side. And I can see the way he does it that it worked out real nice. The way we're doing it right now, it's slow beginning, but we'll get better, I'm sure, in 5 days. Just a matter of doing it.
Advisor John Harper was pleased with the 9-member class, in part because he sees them keeping an old ag tradition alive.
There's just a dearth of shearers. It's a lost art, really. You know, people can make good money at it, because shearer is used at least twice a year on a ranch, once for the actual shearing this time of year, and then in the fall they do what's called tagging and wigging. Tagging is just removing the dung tags from the backside of the sheep, and then wigging is done on sheep that have a lot of wool on their face to open it up to make sure that they can see properly and identify their lambs when they start lambing.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.